Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
Bob, imagine you just started a new job. Day one. You shadow a senior colleague for a week. You watch everything they do, take notes, absorb the rhythm. Then they hand you the reins.
And I proceed to immediately forget 80% of what I saw and wing it based on vibes.
Precisely, because raw observation is a terrible way to learn. What you actually need are skills, abstracted principles, when the client pushes back on price, anchor to value first. When the database is slow, check the query plan before blaming the hardware. Compact, reusable heuristics that compress hours of observation into seconds of actionable guidance.
Okay, but language models don't have that problem. They have perfect memory. They can stuff an entire trajectory into their context window.
Can they? Let's think about what that actually means. You're an LLM agent. You've just completed 50 episodes of a household task, navigating a virtual kitchen, finding objects, heating things, putting them in the right place. Each episode is hundreds of tokens of observation action pairs. Most of those tokens are noise, backtracking, dead ends, redundant exploration. And you're going to retrieve the three most similar past trajectories and paste them into your prompt.
Yeah, that sounds like a context window nightmare. Token soup.
Token soup. That's today's paper, or rather today's paper, is the antidote to token soup. It's called Skill RL from Hoxiu Yao's Aiming Lab at UNC Chapel Hill. And the core insight is deceptively simple. Don't give agents memories, give them skills. Chapter 1, The Memory Problem. So, the state of the art for LLM agents that learn from experience falls into a few buckets. You have reflection, which does verbal self-reflection after failures. I should have checked the fridge before the counter. You have mem and expel, which store past trajectories in vector databases and retrieve similar ones at inference time. You have memRL, which tries to update a memory bank during reinforcement learning.
And none of these work particularly well.
They work, but they hit a ceiling. The numbers are stark on AlfWorld, a standard benchmark where an agent navigates a text-based household to complete tasks like heat the potato and put it on the counter. Reflection gets 42.7%, Expel gets 46.3%, Mem0 gets 33.6%. Even when you combine the best memory system with the best RL algorithm, Mem0 plus GRPO, you only reach 54.7%.
And Skill RL?
89.9%.
That's not an incremental improvement. That's a different regime.
It is. And here's what makes it especially striking. Skill RL uses Qwen 2.5 at 7 billion parameters. A relatively small open-source model, it beats GPT-4o on AlfWorld by 41.9 percentage points. It beats Gemini 2.5 Pro by 29.6 points. A 7 billion parameter model with the right skill library outperforms models 50 to 100 times its size.
Which tells you the bottleneck was never model capability. It was knowledge organization.
Exactly. The bottleneck was the gap between raw experience and usable knowledge, and that's what Skill RL bridges. Chapter 2. Distilling experience into skills. The first phase of Skill RL is skill distillation. You take a base model, Qwen 2.57B Instruct, and you let it loose in the environment. It plays 50 or 100 episodes. Some succeed, some fail. Most methods would store these trajectories as is and call it a day.
But SkillRL does something different with both the successes and the failures.
Right. And the differential processing is key for successful trajectories. A teacher model, in this case OpenAI's O3, analyzes the trajectory and extracts the strategic pattern. What were the critical decision points? What reasoning led to the right actions? What generalizable principle can we pull out?
So instead of, I went to counter one, picked up the apple, went to the microwave, heated it, went to counter two, put it down, you get something like when heating an object, locate the object first, then find the heating appliance, then deliver to the target location. Always verify the object is in hand before moving to the appliance.
Exactly. Compressed, abstracted, reusable now for failures. And this is clever. You don't just discard them. Failed trajectories are gold mines of information, but they're also long and noisy. So the teacher model synthesizes them into concise failure lessons. It identifies where did the failure occur, what was the flawed reasoning, what should have been done instead, and what general principle would prevent this class of failure.
So failures become counterfactuals. Don't try to heat something you haven't picked up yet.
Precisely. And this differential treatment, strategic patterns from successes, counterfactual lessons from failures, achieves something remarkable, 10 to 20 times token compression compared to raw trajectory storage. You're replacing thousands of tokens of verbose action logs with a few sentences of distilled wisdom. Chapter 3. The Skill Bank. Once you've distilled these skills, you need to organize them. SkillRL creates what they call a skill bank, a hierarchical library with two tiers. The first tier is general skills. These are universal strategic principles that apply across all task types, things like systematic exploration, check locations methodically rather than randomly, or verify preconditions before executing an action.
The stuff that any competent agent should know, regardless of the specific task.
Right? The second tier is task-specific skills. If you're doing a heat task, you get heat-specific heuristics. If you're doing a pick two objects task, which is the hardest subtask in Alfworld, you get skills like when picking two objects, secure the first before searching for the second.
And at inference time, you always get the general skills. Plus, you retrieve the most relevant task-specific ones
via semantic similarity. The task description gets embedded, the skills get embedded, and you pull the top K most relevant task-specific skills. K equals 6 in their experiments, so the agent's prompt looks like task description, general skills, retrieved task-specific skills, and then the environment observations, everything the agent needs to reason effectively, compressed into a lean context. Chapter 4. The cold start and the recursive. Now, here's a subtlety that matters enormously. You can't just hand a skill library to a base model and expect it to use it well. The model hasn't learned how to interpret skills, how to recognize when a skill applies, how to translate a general principle into a specific action.
You need to teach it to read the manual before you hand it the manual.
The cold start problem. SkillRL solves it with a brief supervised fine-tuning phase. The teacher model, O3 again, generates demonstration trajectories that explicitly show how to retrieve, interpret, and apply skills during decision-making. The base model is fine-tuned on these demonstrations. This becomes both the starting point for RL training and the reference policy for KL regularization.
So the SFT doesn't teach the model to solve tasks. It teaches the model to use skills to solve tasks.
A crucial distinction, and the ablation study confirms it, without cold start SFT performance drops by 20 percentage points. The model simply doesn't know what to do with the skills in its context. Now, the recursive evolution. This is where SkillRL connects to something we discussed in the last episode.
Episode 7, Delta Belief RL, the intrinsic credit assignment paper.
Right. That paper was about measuring which individual actions within a trajectory actually contributed to the outcome, giving credit where credit is due. SkillRL tackles a complementary problem. Once you know which behaviors lead to success or failure, how do you encode that knowledge so the agent keeps getting better?
The co-evolution loop.
Exactly. After each validation epoch during RL training, SkillRL looks at the tasks where the agent is still failing. It collects the failed trajectories, hands them to the teacher model along with the current skill library, and asks what failure patterns aren't covered by existing skills. What new skills would address these gaps? What existing skills need refinement?
So the skill library grows as the agent grows.
From 55 skills at the start of training to 100 by the end. Mostly task-specific skills expanding from 43 to 80 as the agent encounters increasingly nuanced failure modes. The general skills grow more slowly from 12 to 20 because universal principles are more stable.
And this creates a virtuous cycle. Better skills lead to a better policy, which explores new territory, which reveals new failure modes, which generate new skills.
The training curves show it clearly with recursive evolution. SkillRL hits 80% success within 60 training steps without evolution, same model, same skill library, but frozen. It takes 90 steps to reach a lower ceiling. The dynamic library doesn't just improve final performance, it accelerates learning. Chapter 5. The results in detail. We touched on AlfWorld already, 89.9% overall, but the per-task breakdown is where the story gets interesting. The easiest subtasks, pick and look, were already being handled reasonably well by vanilla GRPO. Where SkillRL really shines is on the hard subtasks.
Cool in pick two.
Cool goes from 72.5% with GRPO to 95.5% with SkillRL. Pick 2, the hardest subtask, requiring multi-step planning and object tracking, goes from 64.7 to 87.5%. These are the tasks where generic RL struggles because the reward signal is too sparse to learn the specific coordination patterns. Skills provide the structured prior that makes these tractable.
What about WebShop? That's a different kind of challenge. Web navigation, product search.
72.7% success rate and 85.2% average score compared to GRPO's 66.1% and 79.3% score. Smaller gains than AlfWorld, but still state of the art. The authors also evaluate on 7 search augmented question answering tasks, NQ, Trivia QA, Hotpot QA, and others. SkillRL averages 47.1%, beating the next best method by 4 points. Notably, it's trained only on NQ and Hotpot QA, but generalizes well to out-of-domain tasks like Trivia QA and Bamboogle.
Generalization from the skills, not from memorized trajectories.
That's the thesis. And the results support it. Chapter 6. What this means and what it doesn't.
Alright, let me play devil's advocate. The teacher model is O3. That's doing a lot of heavy lifting. The skill distillation, the SFT demonstrations, the failure analysis during evolution, all powered by one of the most capable models on the planet. How much of SkillRL's success is the framework versus having O3 as a crutch?
It's a fair question, and the paper doesn't ablate the teacher model. We don't know what happens if you use a weaker teacher, Claude, Gemini, or even the same Quen model. That said, the teacher is only used during training at inference time. It's pure Quen 2.57b with its skill library. The skills are distilled once and reused indefinitely, so the O3 cost is a training cost, not a deployment cost.
The code isn't released yet either. GitHub repo exists, but says coming soon.
True. The benchmark evaluations look solid. AlfWorld and WebShop are well established, but independent replication will matter. And there's a question about scaling. The environments tested here are relatively constrained. AlfWorld has 6 task types. WebShop is a single domain. How does a hierarchical skill library behave when you have hundreds of task types? Thousands. Does the retrieval stay effective? Does the library grow without bound?
And the recursive evolution requires periodic validation runs with teacher model analysis. That's not cheap.
No, there's a real infrastructure cost to the evolution loop. But let me tell you what I find genuinely exciting about this work, limitations and all.
Go on!
The abstraction principle, the idea that the right unit of learned experience for an LLM agent is not a trajectory, not a raw memory, but a skill, a compact, named structured heuristic with conditions for when it applies. That's a design pattern, not just a research result. You could implement a version of this today, without RL, without GRPO, without any of the formal machinery. Just have your agent periodically review its successes and failures, distill them into named skills with applicability conditions, and retrieve relevant ones at inference time.
A poor man's skill RL.
A practical skill RL. And the hierarchical organization, general skills that always apply, specific skills retrieved by context that maps directly to how production agent systems already work. System prompts are general skills, retrieved context is specific skills. Skill RL just automates the creation and evolution of both.
It also connects to something Anthropic has been doing with Claude's agent skills. They cite it in the paper.
They do. The paper explicitly references Anthropic's work on agent skills as a design inspiration. And that's telling. The industry is converging on this pattern. Agents need structured, reusable knowledge, not raw memory dumps. Chapter 7. The Bigger Picture. If you step back and look at what's happening in the agent RL space right now, there's a clear trajectory. Last episode, we covered Delta Belief RL, teaching agents to assign credit to individual actions within a trajectory. This episode, Skill RL, teaching agents to abstract successful patterns into reusable skills. Both are about the same fundamental challenge. How do agents learn from experience efficiently?
One works at the action level, which specific steps mattered. The other works at the strategy level. What general patterns should I follow?
And they're complementary. You could imagine a system that uses Delta Belief-style intrinsic rewards to identify which actions within a trajectory were truly informative, and then uses Skill RL-style distillation to abstract those key actions into reusable skills. Credit assignment feeds skill discovery.
The RL for agent stack is filling in.
Rapidly. And the results are hard to argue with. A 7 billion parameter model beating GPT-4o by 40 points on a standard benchmark. That's not a marginal gain from a clever prompt. That's a structural advantage from organizing knowledge the right way. The model isn't smarter. It just knows what it knows in a more useful form.
So the takeaway is, stop storing trajectories. Start distilling skills.
The takeaway is that abstraction is a superpower. Humans don't replay raw memories to solve problems. We invoke principles, heuristics, rules of thumb, compact knowledge structures that compress thousands of experiences into seconds of guidance. Skill RL brings that same cognitive architecture to LLM agents. And the early results suggest it works spectacularly well.
Skill RL. From EONC, Chapel Hill's Iming Lab. Paper on ArGIV. Code coming soon.
That's a wrap. Until next time, dispatches from the edge.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.
day.